What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
What's up, buddy? You ready to do a 30-minute?
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's going on there, internet? Internet people, how's it going out there in Rock Pod Land, Rock Pod World? It's myself, Mr. B. You can find me at ROTPOD, Mr. B, with DJ Problems B. Right, DJ?
Yes, sir, Mr. Right. B.
What's
Mr.
up,
P,
buddy?
Mr. B.
Yes, sir. You can find me everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, anywhere. Just search for ROTPOD, and you can find everything at RollingOffTrackPodcast.com. Is that right, DJP?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Mr. B on the ROTPOD.
Yes, sir.
All right. Where can they find you, buddy?
Shoot, man. You know, you can always find me on all the social media handles, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. And first and foremost, RollingOffTrackPodcast.com.
Yeah, yeah. Number 5-6, buddy. We're rolling it out.
We're busting it out, man. We're going to do a quickie this time.
Do a quickie. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah, oh. That's what she says.
Yes, sir. Going to bust one out. Number 5-6. We got the feeling. We got the pod fever, you know?
Yes, sir. You yes, know sir. It.
You know, like out of nowhere, just say, let's do it. Let's pot it up.
I'm here whenever you want to, buddy.
Yep, yep. And, yeah, listeners, if you guys want to all of a sudden want to try rock potting with us, we'll just, I already got one guy on my Skype list, but he hasn't responded to anything yet. I told him that if he ever wants to come on, just I'll send him a message and let him come on.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, to all the listeners, if you want to come on, just message me, post something, say something. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of Mr. B and DJP. So yeah, number 5-6. First of all, what I've been playing, what I've been watching, what I've been eating. I just had a Subway sandwich, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep, something good, something quick.
Keeping it healthy, right?
Keeping it healthy just for today, buddy.
There you go.
Tomorrow might be chicken wings and pizza and ice cream and yep. And that's
steak, cake, and ribs, brother.
Steak, cake, ribs, ice cream, buddy. Hashtag that.
Steak, cake, ice cream, bruh.
Yes, sir. Hashtag Subway sandwich healthy. yep. So since episode 5-5. I played some Tearaway PS Vita on my lunch break. That's about it, buddy. That's about it. What about you?
You playing that on your PS Vita?
Yeah, my PS Vita. Tearaway, buddy.
Tearaway.
Tearaway.
Tearaway from the realities of life, bro, with your PS Vita.
Yep, especially at lunch break, man.
Right?
Going to another world with the portable PlayStation. Yes, sir. Cool. Yeah, like I said, since 5-5, episode 5-5, that's all I played. Tearaway. Again, if you guys have a PS Vita, grab this game. The colors are vivid, jumps out at you. The colors, the pictures, everything is just nice and clear and crisp, and you just want to jump into the game and walk around. That's how it feels, buddy. DJ, it's how it feels. You got to get one.
Dude, I need to get one, brother.
Get it. Yeah, I can't wait till the updated one comes out. That's thinner, longer battery life, and lighter one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. I don't know if I'm going to get it, or I want to get it, but I don't know how soon I'll get it. But that one should be pretty good, though. Yep, yeah. What about you, DJ? Would you dream? Last night, I didn't dream of anything.
No dreams or anything like that, brother?
No dreams, buddy. Yes, sir, what about you, man? What about you?
Me, man? No. I didn't have any, brother. No weird stories or any of that shit.
Just another day feeling good, doing positive things, right?
Yeah, just, doing positive things, man. Trying to stay motivated and, you know, on the straight and narrows, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But, today, I guess I didn't really see you on the social media again.
No, man, I've been kind of holding out, for a little while. But when I'm able to get back up on the social media, man, it's definitely going to be fun. You know, it's definitely going to be, some good stuff. So, yeah, man, I can't wait for that.
Pretty good. Yep. Man, I'm still hyped up, but it's just a real quick, listeners out there, I just gave a DJ a quick text. I said, you want to do a Rock Pod 5-6? And I'm just hyped up right now, buddy.
Dude, I seen you had a whole case of Red Bull, man. It makes me want to go get a Red Bull.
Got a whole case of Red Bull, gonna pull an all-nighter.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So, I want to get up on some Red Bull, man. I'm not even gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. I like the sugar-free ones, man.
You like the sugar-free ones?
Sugar-free ones, yeah. It's not as sweet as the other ones.
I don't like those ones. Those ones taste kind of, they're too tart for me, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your favorite energy drink?
I'd have to say Red Bull, man. I had a bad experience with the Monster.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like, I don't really have a favorite, but it's not an energy drink, but my favorite, one with caffeine is, Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And then other than that, I do like the Rockstars, Red Bull, and I guess the Monster would be the last one I would take.
Yeah, I would never drink a Monster again, but I'm sorry, you know, Monster is dope and everything, but I just would never drink one again, dude. They made me sick. Made me super horrible sick, dude.
Really?
Yeah. So I will never ever drink those again.
Horribly sick?
Horrible, horrible sick, dude.
Like so horrible that you would hashtag that?
Like, so horrible I was going to end up going to the hospital sick.
Oh, so horrible, like... You were gonna.
I was gonna die.
Yo, it's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I was gonna say something like so horrible, like almost as horrible as your experience at Hastings with that crop dusting.
Oh, with that wind.
Yeah.
I was telling him about that yesterday. About the Hastings shit. Oh, yeah. Oh dude. See, my buddy's with me that was there, dude, and he was like, dude, that bitch was stanking.
Was it as horrible as that or worse than that?
What's that, Mr. B?
I said, was it as horrible as that or worse than that?
It was worse, dude, honestly. That was bad last night, bro, but that Monster was horrible.
Yeah. All right, buddy, we're going to check out the first story.
Let's do it, man.
Yes, sir, I can still hear you even though you're way back there, buddy. Can you hear me? Right. All right, Instagram releases faster, more responsive Android app today. It's just a lighter. They said it's half the memory it takes from your phone. It's on Android only. It takes half the memory from your phone. Lighter, faster, smoother. I just barely updated on mine, so I'll probably check it out later after this. Yeah. Instagram it. Facebook it. Tweet it.
I'm sorry, Mr. B. I'm trying to frickin' shit on the fucking rush tip. God damn.
We good in the hood?
We good in the hood. All right. So, what's up, buddy?
Hold on one sec. Yeah, next one. I sent you a quick link, buddy. Google launches Docs plugin to better compete with Office, which means if you use Google Docs, Google, just in general, if you use Google, they added some add-ins to kind of compete with Microsoft Office. You know how it has like those stuff in Office like PowerPoint. Writing your documents, Excel. What else was there? Some of that stuff. They added some more stuff to Google. So if you ever need something free and something that's pretty good, you might want to try Google.
Hey, brother. So I have an Android phone that I use just on the internet and stuff, and I could still get onto the App Store and download apps.
Yes, sir.
So you know, I might try out some of the stuff you start mentioning and whatnot.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
So I can kind of interact with you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not a Mac. I know you're not a Mac, dude.
I do have an iPhone 3, but that's the third one. So it can't update and it can't run some of the newer apps that comes out these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I think you have the better phone. Android doesn't really, you can do a lot of stuff on Android phones, even though if it's an older one. So cool. I'll be sharing some stuff with you then.
Yeah.
All right. I think you might like this next one. Remember the rocker Neil Young? Neil Young, dude. Do you know who he is?
Uh huh.
Neil Young.
Yeah, Neil Young.
Yeah. He started a project on Kickstarter. It's a $400 high fidelity iPod competitor. It's a 128 gig of memory that can store music. And the only bad thing about this is it only works with the PonoMusic.com service.
Wonder why he would just do it with that.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that he says is that website only provides high quality, high fidelity music. So I don't know. Maybe it's in WAV format or in some other format that's pretty good.
Hey, hell yeah, man.
So yeah, it's an iPod music player with 128 gigs that can only work with PonoMusic.com service, and it doesn't say anything about dragging some stuff on from like from your computer or anything like that. $400, buddy.
Can't beat that. You can't beat that, brother.
Yes, sir. What do you use for your music? Like listening to music, do you just use your phone or do you have a separate MP3 player?
I just use my phone, buddy. I used to use an MP3 player, but it was shitting out.
Oh, okay. So your phone does pretty good for you?
Yeah, man. I really like my phone. I love it, dude.
I still have one of the older iPods, you know, with the touch wheel.
Oh shit!
But that one holds the 128 gigs.
Yeah.
No. Mine is an 80 gig. Sorry about that. Mine is an 80 gig, and it's already full, and I have most of my music on there. So that one I can take with me anywhere, and I'll have 80 gigs of music, buddy.
Yeah, Mr. B can be rolling with the pod.
Yep. That's where I do my Woo Wednesdays with my Instagram.
Your Woo Wednesdays with Woo the Instagram. Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow, Wednesday, buddy, Woo Wednesday, I'll be posting another pic, see what I'm jamming out to.
Yeah.
And next story, iTunes Radio already ranks third most popular music service in the U.S. It's just a radio station where you listen to all kinds of music, sort of like a Pandora competitor. And what's leading in the U.S. right now, number one is Pandora, number two is iHeartRadio, number three is iTunes Radio, number four is Spotify. Number five is Google Play All Access. Number six is Rhapsody. Number seven, Slacker. Eight, TuneIn Radio. Those are the eight in order from first to last.
What do you think? What's your preference of service, Mr. B?
Probably like TuneIn. Every once in a while, TuneIn Radio. That's pretty good.
One of my buddy says he does a lot of iHeart.
iHeart Radio?
Yeah.
I used to do that just to listen to the local radio stations here in Albuquerque. Like a shout out to 104.1 The Edge, like those guys. But now I only listen with the regular radio, like in a car or home or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to use iHeart Radio, but I don't anymore.
Shit, man. I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. I think Google Play's All Access. I think they're doing like a 60 day of free service right now to try it out. So if you want, you can try it out, buddy.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to have to give it a run.
Give it a run for its money.
For its free money.
The Last of Us film in the works. And the people, the company that's making them is Screen Gems. Last of Us. Remember that game I played? The game I thought was Amazeballs?
Yes, sir.
They're making a movie. And maybe I'll post this one up on the social media.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the reason why is maybe some people can read the comments that people are making. And it's pretty good. Some people are supporting it and some people aren't. And I guess one of the obvious ones would be who would play the little girl and the old guy. And they would have to find the right people to make this movie as good as the game.
Or true to the game.
Yeah, stay true to the game. They would have to find the right actors and just, I guess, everything down to the cent, as you would say. Would you say that? Down to the cent? Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'll post this up on social media so you listeners out there, you want to check it out and just check out the comments, and they have some people saying pretty good stuff on there. Daft Punk, Jay-Z collaborate on a track, they say. I guess it's called Computerized. Daft Punk featuring Jay-Z. Have you heard it?
On Awful, unreleased track.
Awful?
Yeah, it says Daft Punk, Jay-Z and Daft Punk collaborate on Awful, unreleased track.
On Awful. Oh, okay.
Computerized.
It's real quick.
Computerized. Computerized.
Sounds like a computer, huh?
Does it go like that through the whole song?
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. So check it out, buddy. Daft Punk. What's up, DJ? What are you doing, buddy? How's it going?
Hey, dude. I'm yawning right now, man. My eyes are flowing with tears. I'm just so tired and burnt out right now. Today was a long day, buddy.
Yeah, it's got a lot done, huh?
Yeah, super, super busy, man. I just got home when you texted me, and I just sat down to eat some, you know?
Yep, yep.
And, shit, man, just been running around.
Running around. Stay busy, buddy. Stay busy like Xbox One. Twitch is now live on your console.
Oh, shit.
It wasn't released when Xbox One released. It kind of delayed it, but when the PS4 came out, it was already on the PS4, so I guess it's big news just because they barely brought it out on the Xbox One. Big news, everybody!
Twitch! Oh, let's Twitch!
Let's Twitch. Hey, you should Twitch your hurting feelings, remember?
Oh, yeah, man. I should set up a Twitch account for that so people can watch me.
Watch you hurt feelings.
Yeah, and they can watch me get mad, too.
Pretty good. All right. Do you have any topics that you want to bring up? Something rolling off track?
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
Anything, buddy.
Expect some good stuff in the future.
Expect some good stuff in the future, eh?
Yes, sir. Expect some good things in the future, brother. I'll be back up on the media soon. Possibly next month. So, yeah, stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
We'll hit it full throttle, Mr. B. You know, we'll have a bunch of mixes to drop. We'll have a bunch of stuff to talk about. I'll be super amped.
Amped up?
I'll be super amped.
Super amped. All right. I got one topic that we could probably discuss real quickly.
Let's do it.
And this is just, I didn't have time to think about it, so we're just going to roll off track right here.
Okay.
Red box etiquette. You pull up to the red box. You see one person in front of you. You stand in back of them, and they take forever trying to look for a movie. What do you think about that?
That's the problem with the red box, man. There's just one at a time.
Yeah.
And if there was a line, that shit would piss me off. I'd be like, yo, hurry up. Fuck, man. I got shit to do. I'm grumpy right now. I'm tired. It's been a long day. I'm trying to get my red box flicked, dude. I'm trying to get home.
Trying to red box it.
Standing around using the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi and the burrito machine and shit, you know?
You know, the Wi-Fi machine.
I'll get up behind him and be like, hurry up!
And one of the things I think about too is, you know, there's the red box app,
uh-huh.
And you can easily look on there and
know what movie you're going to get.
And know what movie you can get, or reserve it, you know?
Yeah, instead of sitting there fiddling through shit.
You know, so yeah, I just wanted to bring that topic out and see what people think about that red box etiquette. What should people do? How should it be better? Should we worry about it, or are we just
don't even worry about it. It's something small, you know what I mean? I'm just being a comedian, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Being grumpy. Just got off work and I'm trying to red box it.
yeah, dude, red box. It's sure, dude. If you see someone standing there taking forever, leave and come back.
Yep. You know what? They should do a combo with Redbox. Burritos and Wi-Fi machine right next to the Redbox, buddy.
Oh, shit. So you can search while you're waiting. Oh, damn.
Instead of lying, eat your burrito. Yup.
What? Yeah, what?
Burritos and Wi-Fi and Rock Pod.
Dude, I need some Red Bulls. Damn it, Mr. B.
Get it.
I should have got some Red Bulls before this, before this podcast, because I'm feeling burnt to shit. I'm feeling like burnt.
All right, buddy. Well, after this, after I put it up, just share it with your friends and family. Know what I mean?
Yes, sir. You know I'm gonna share it on. You know I'm not too much on any of the other sites, but I'll definitely do it up on the Twitter account. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And when we get everything squared away, I'll definitely be up on, you know, like I said, I'll be back up on the media and stuff like that when I get everything squared away.
Alrighty, sir. We're 5-6, DJ Problems.
Yes, sir.
iHeartRadio or TuneIn Radio?
Ooh, dang, dude, I don't even know. I guess iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio.